Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand of Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. Depending on where you are in Utah, fall is just around the corner, or it may already be here. That means it's time for many of our Utah birds to migrate south to warmer temperatures and more abundant food sources. Here in Logan Canyon, we're getting ready to bid farewell to our charismatic little friends, the hummingbirds. Hummingbirds are a New World phenomenon living only in the Western Hemisphere. They are primarily tropical. Of the 330 species we know about, 95% live south of the U.S.-Mexico border. Ecuador has 163 species, more than any other country. Colombia is next with 136, including a new species discovered just 5 years ago. Hummingbirds are known by a number of different names in Spanish, including the generic term colibri, picaflores, meaning flower pickers, and the more poetic term joyas voladores, or flying jewels. In spite of its great size, only 16 different hummingbirds are regularly found on the North American continent. Interestingly, except for the ruby-throated hummingbird, all of these species breed west of the Mississippi River. In Utah, roughly comparable to the size of Ecuador, only 5 species are regular visitors. Broad-tailed hummingbirds and the black-chinned hummingbirds are the most common and most widespread. They both overwinter in Mexico. The calliope hummingbird is also seen in Utah. It is the smallest breeding bird in North America, weighing about as much as a penny. The calliope is also the smallest long-distance migrant bird in the world, traveling up to 5,600 miles in a single year. The rufous hummingbird is another long-distance migrant seen in Utah, traveling from as far north as Alaska all the way down to central Mexico. There is some controversy over whether or not you should continue to feed hummingbirds in fall. Some say you should quit feeding by late August or the hummingbirds won't migrate. This is not true. In fact, many hummingbirds begin migrating when their natural food sources are still intact. According to the Audubon Society website, in the fall, you should keep your feeders for up to 2 weeks after you see the last bird using it. The tiny birds need to double their body mass before migration, and a little bit of extra nectar can only help. Thanks to the Rocky Mountain Power Foundation for supporting the research and development of this Wild About Utah topic. And thanks to Corinne Thole for supporting both hummingbird conservation and educational programming in Logan Canyon. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.